This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Taliban fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday as the capital's international airport is frenetic with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out. The Associated Press is sourcing senior U.S. military officials saying seven people are dead from the chaos at the airport. That includes some who fell from a departing American military transport jet. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to publicly discuss ongoing operations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor is blaming the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan on the nation's own military. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Jake Sullivan says while the U.S. invested billions of dollars in equipping and training the Afghans, it could not give them the will, and they ultimately decided they would not fight for Kabul. On ABC and NBC this morning, Sullivan says the president stands by his decision to pull out U.S. troops, but Republicans are blasting the commander-in-chief, though most have not pushed him to keep forces there. It's unclear if the president will speak publicly about Afghanistan. He remains at Camp David, but is expected to return to the White House if he decides to deliver an address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives in a statement from the Secretary General on Sunday night. The death toll in Haiti from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake is soaring. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,297 and 5,700 injured. Thousands more are displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. This is VOA News.